Blog Talk Radio.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. 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 Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho. Baby, I'm in love with you. Hey ho.
Yeah, when I first saw you eating those dots in that maze, I knew you were no ordinary yellow circle.
Baby, I'm in love with you.
Mean, colorful ghosts will try to stop you, but you just keep on eating those dots, because you will always be Miss Pac-Man, and that is why I love you. Oh, no.
I was waiting on you to do it. Because that is Ginger's thing, baby.
I know. I love that song. I love that song. I'm glad to find that song.
That is Perry Grip, Miss Pac-Man, I'm in love with you. Wait a minute. Is that what it is? Yeah. Miss Pac-Man, I'm in love with you. If you want to go find it, he's got a whole webpage and everything. He does a lot of music. I haven't gone to pick up any of his new stuff, and probably I will in the next few days and revamp our board, because we have some music we've been using like all last year and the year before. It's time to get some new stuff.
You know, I like our music, so it's okay. It's okay.
Most folks like our music. They've been asking for us to download. We can't just put it up for download, people. It's not ours. If we made it, you can have it. But the people are like, we're asking, can we put it up? And they're like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's one of those things, one of those things. I mean, I know.
So, all we can do is let you hear it here on our lovely show. Okay, in case y'all didn't know, Ginger and I are actually having lunch. We very seldom have lunch during the show, even though it's called Lunch with Ginger and Corey. But we blame you all, because if y'all would give us...
I know. We don't usually have lunch, but I have... I wish you can hear the package. I've got a Nature Valley crunchy granola bar, oats and honey.
You.
And I've got Yoplait Whips cherry cheesecake.
You prairie chicken, you.
And those flipping prairie chickens were killing me last night. I was like, what the hell? Get up off me.
I know. I was listening to Ginger prairie chickens last night. Oh, it was hilarious.
Seriously, they were all over me.
Yeah, y'all have not lived until y'all have listened to us games. If you don't have your little self a subscription to our Twitch channel. And you don't have to watch live, but it is quite fun to interact with us live. And also, of course, you can always listen to us here at Blog Talk. You can take this one with you. You can take the Twitch with you. We're everywhere. We're places we don't even know.
I know. We're like spreading out just all over the place. Mm-hmm. All over the place.
That's right. We be big girls. The girl with her hands behind her back. Okay.
All right, then. All right.
There's some interesting stuff going on. Okay, so I haven't heard anything else about that CNET business, because I was waiting this morning to see if anybody was going to say anything. However, I will tell you this much. This is the new news top of the morning sent over to our friend from a BH Impact sent this over to us from Hot Hit Games. I'm not understanding. Okay, so I don't even know where to start with this one. Okay, Hothead Games released a second video today for a game that we have to, you know, maybe I should pass this to you, Ginger, if they didn't give us a video. Why do y'all do that? Stop sending us stuff and then you don't send us the... Oh, wait a minute. Yes, there is. Okay. Let me copy this. I'm going to pop. Ginger, are we streaming, by the way? Are we streaming?
We are streaming. What are you going to pass me?
Okay, go ahead and pop that up for the people so they can see this video while I talk about it. they released a new video, which you will be watching here any minute now, called Big Win Basketball. Did I give you the right one?
Yeah. Okay. Firefox is just being all like, you know?
Like, no. In this second video, this is Hothead Games' newest star player, and it is none other than
Hold on. That's loud.
What happened?
So that was loud. That was very loud.
did you manage to get it? Okay, so there's none other than Dennis Rodman there.
Mm-hmm. I'm working on it. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully you're watching our channel on Twitch TV. Yeah, none other than Mr. Dennis Robin. I can continue to talk while they wait for it to load, because some of you got to watch a commercial anyway when you come over. Okay, in this particular video, it shows that Dennis Rodman is working in an office. and working with him in an office can get rough, proving his old habits die hard. You can see his rebounding skills are not specifically reserved for the court in that video. In addition to his office shenanigans, the video showcases some gameplay footage for Big Win Basketball, which features Big Win Sports outspoken CEO Bob Silk. Enthused by the team's hustle and Rodman's involvement with the Big Win Basketball project, Silk has stated, "So far, the results have exceeded our expectations." It is now available. Did you manage to get it up, Ginger?
I've got something up.
Is that
just a hard drive?
That would be Dennis Rodman.
There he is.
That would be the lovely Dennis Rodman. And yes, I say lovely. Dennis is a... I got to say, I do love me a drag queen. He's kind of a drag queen. I like Dennis.
He is. All right. Yeah. So sorry about that, the little shoddy start there.
Yeah.
First of all, I've had to add video in with the picture.
Yeah, we told y'all we were growing, expanding this year, so be prepared. Anyway, so this game is out free right now on iOS. I have not seen any actual gameplay, so I don't know what it looks like. Again, it's also out on Droid. Droid. We get down there deep. So it's supposed to bring... super fun, they said, courtside basketball action to you. For more information, you can go visit it on the Apple iTunes Store, the Google Play Store if you have a Droid. I don't know. That was pretty interesting. What a
picture. Yeah. There we go. Yay! I got it all going because I was all like, That was cool. All right. Ginger is learning as we go how to handle all this. Okay.
Oh, cookie.
You know what? Yogurt. Nom nom. All right, let me swallow a yogurt. Snowstorm Bundle from Indie Royale is now live. Looking for some fun indie games to keep you warm on a cold winter's night. Look no further than the Snowstorm Bundle for the Indie Royale, offering hours of enjoyment even when you're snowed in. Featured in this action-packed bundle and six great indie games valued at over $55, including a challenging science fiction point-and-click adventure from Wadget Eye and S. Sorry, is that 12? 12 games. Renaissance, a heavy RPG City Builder from Tilted Mill, Hinterland, Naked Sky Entertainment 3D mechanical platformer Robo Blitz, a high-speed and addictive arcade game Star Drone, and more. First up is unique and fresh sci-fi adventure game Resonance, available for Windows on Steam, Desura, and DRM-free, developed by 12 Games and offered by Wadget Eye Games. Resonance offers an old-school pixel art aesthetic and challenging puzzles, not to mention unique game mechanics that include the ability to control all four characters and an inventory system that tracks short-term and long-term memories. Destructoid praises... Da-da-da. You know what? We're going to go on. It talks about all the games. All right. So anybody who pays $8 USD or their currency equivalent during the Snowstorm Bundle we'll get an ambient electronic album from Miles Tillman of Dio Run creators Pixel Jam in the form of Planetari. Included with the album is a PC Mac executable co-created by Fernando Romalo, Panoramical, that provides a unique visualization for each track and any music that you plug into it. That's kind of neat. So anyways, this is the Snowstorm Bundle of Indie Royale. They did not give me a link for it, but I'm pretty sure if you Google Indie Royale, it will pull it up for you. Yay, Google! Like I kept telling the guys and girls inside Fallen Earth last night, Google!
Google's kind of awesome.
Seriously, people, Google.
Google's kind of awesome.
Google's amazing. These people are like,
except for Chrome.
Yeah, Chrome can bite it. Chrome can totally just suck my left toe.
That is not what you were going to say. I heard that. Okay.
I know.
All right, Nintendo says, you may think we're down and out, but we're not. They're trying to come up swinging. They will be on the red carpet at this year's Sundance Film Festival, including a premiere party for the
film festival.
Hey, you got to get in where you fit in. You know how it goes.
How do they fit in at the film festival?
Hey, they didn't fit in a lot of places that we didn't think, you know, this is Nintendo. They usually, they are the kings and queens of thinking outside of the box. So I don't know what this is going to do for them, but it'll do something, I'm sure. There's a premiere party for the Wii U Video Challenge, as well as the Nintendo Lounge, which is a gaming lounge that gives the residents of Park City, Utah, and festival attendees the opportunity to experience and enjoy unreleased Nintendo games for the hit Wii U console and the Nintendo 3DS XL. That's too many acronyms, damn it, Nintendo, handheld system. Kicking off the festivities in just a few days is the Wii U Video Challenge Premiere Party, an event that showcases the talents of the next generation of filmmakers who made films about the next generation of video game consoles. Aha, there's the tie-in. At the event, Nintendo will premiere three short films that feature the exclusive gameplay experiences of the Wii U console and new Super Mario Bros. U. Leading up to this event, YouTube filmmakers from all over the country were asked to create short films focusing on the unique gameplay of the Wii U and the Wii U gamepad controller. From this pool of talented filmmakers, 12 were selected to participate in the 48-hour Wii U Video Challenge from January the 11th through the 13th, forming three teams of four people each. The filmmakers created new films that showcased the fun and exciting gameplay of the Wii U. And no, we do not have any footage. They didn't give us any. Thanks, Nintendo.
Thanks, Nintendo.
The short films are made by the three teams will premiere at the Sundance Film Festival. What an honor! In the Nintendo Lounge on January 17th, in front of film industry influencers, Nintendo executives, and other VIPs will also be there. Films will be voted on by the live audience in attendance. Ooh. For 3 days, starting January 18th, Nintendo opens the doors of the Nintendo Lounge to industry execs and celebs. On January 21st, Gaming Lounge will be open to the public, so if you're out that way, you can go by too. The Nintendo Lounge offers the opportunity to take a break from the frigid weather of Park City and relax in a comfortable environment and play a collection of fun Wii U and Nintendo 3DS games. Do not steal them. We know how some of you gamers are. Don't steal it.
Don't steal it.
The Wii U video games featured in the lounge include recent releases like New Super Mario Bros. U, Nintendo Land, Zombie U from Ubisoft, Sing Party, as well as upcoming Rayman Legends. Had a little acid reflux there when I said that. God, I can't stand the game. And Wii Fit U, the first installment of Wii Fit series on the Wii U. On the Nintendo 3D XL handheld system, many different games will be playable in addition to the new Super Mario Bros. 2 and Professor Layton and the Miracle Mask. Three not-yet-released games will be joining the new Nintendo 3DS lineup, so you'll get to play some things that you've not even seen before. For fans looking forward to anticipated sequels, Brain Age Concentration I got to have that. Ah, love me some Brain Age. Luigi's Mansion, Dark Moon and Castlevania, Lords of Shadow, Mirror of Fate from Konami Digital Entertainment will also be available to play before they even hit the stores. If you're like, where is this? Where can I go? It's located at 738 Main Street, Park City, Utah. You can look it up. Okay, I'll give you the zip code. 84060. It is open to all Park City residents and festival attendees, out-of-town visitors, too, if you feel like flying over there just to do this event. And, of course, we are told by Nintendo to make sure that you know that when the Wii U and the Nintendo 3DS do feature parental controls that lets adults manage the content their children can access. Because remember, we asked about the porn thing.
That's cool. That's awesome.
We asked about the porn thing, and they didn't answer, but they unfortunately do not have control over porn that is already on the 3DS when it's traded in. And, yeah, be aware of that. So they can't stop it if it's already on there. And GameStop doesn't wipe it. Anyway, also Nintendo would like us to let you know they are not officially associated with the Sundance Film Festival. They put those notes at the bottom in big, bold letters. They want us to tell you. Make sure you tell them. Anybody going out there, let us know. Send us some pictures.
Yeah, send us some video.
Yeah, pictures and video. We like to have it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm going to try this. We'll see if this works. Oh, it shrunk the window. Hold on. There we go. All right, so Cello Fortress trailer revealed.
You said
Cello. Yeah. Today, the very first trailer of Cello Fortress is revealed. You know, why are you not playing? Oh, because I've got to play. There we go. Today, the very first trailer of Cello Fortress is revealed. Cello Fortress is a unique combination of a live cello concert and a game, and it's intended to be played at events, festivals, and such. Cello Fortress is a new game by Joust Van Dongen, creator of 2011 hit abstract indie Racer Prown, Cello Fortress is controlled by Real Cello, and this trailer should clear up what it's all about. I am showing it right now over on Twitch if you're watching.
Yeah, I saw the trailer, but it went to some Pringles commercials, so now I want Pringles, just so we say.
Nice. Yeah, we got commercials, people, sorry. Oh, and because I clicked on the page. All right, so in essence, Cello Fortress is a twin-stick shooter. Four players cooperate using Xbox controllers to destroy as many cannons as possible. However, the cannons are not controlled by the computer, but by live cellist. Joust improves live music on his cello and tries to do that in such a way that the game not only does what he wants, but also that the music actually sounds good. In a sense, this is the ultimate in adaptive music. Think about this. The current version of Cello Fortress is still in beta and far from finished. The graphics are just some quick prototyping models thrown together, and all kinds of things still need tweaking and improving. Nevertheless, Cello Fortress is already touring and has so far played at several events. Cello Fortress may be a game, but it is nothing like existing music games like Guitar Hero. All right, so I do not know what I think about this. This is different. It looked kind of interesting, but a cello for a video game?
Well, here's what the music people will say. Why didn't you just make a game kind of like Rocksmith, where they can actually learn how to play the cello? It's not a bad thing for kids to learn a skill while they're gaming. It's not. It could have been done the same way, but given you a cello, you know, a little plastic one, doesn't have to be high end, that just teaches you the fingering at least. And then they played against other people that had the same peripheral. Well, obviously we'll buy the peripherals, people. I still have my Rock Band. I got two guitars, three mics, a drum set. You know, I got a full band over here, and I'm keeping that stuff. That I will never get rid of, because I'm pretty sure one day I'm going to get my Rock Band back one day.
Yeah.
That, and it's fun. There's nothing more fun than watching a bunch of gamers drunk, sober, big, small, playing Rock Band. It is hilarious when you get a bunch
drunk
of
drunk gamers. Yeah.
Now, see, early days of GGR, we had the, you know, Baby Natrix and a couple of other GGR alum has two little ones, and we had a whole Rock Band party. It was private, by the way. It was not open to the public, but I actually had set up the table at my house, like it was what do they call it? The craft services for the superstars. And I had the smoke machine out, and we had tambourines for the people who didn't have an instrument.
Nice.
And I had wired it through like my big speaker, so it sounded like we were really having a rock concert. And you have to hear, you really can't play a Rock Band if you don't have a surround sound. You don't really understand the effect of it until you can hear it that way, because when you're doing well, the crowd starts to sing along with you, and you can hear their, you know, their voices kick in. I don't know about you, but that's like, I like, oh, they're singing with me, they like me.
Yeah, exactly. That is really, really neat.
It's a fun experience, and it's just a little small party. So a big group, awesome. So I think I don't like this idea where, okay, we have a real cellist over here, and all he's doing is getting practice, and you're just sitting there with your controller.
Yeah, I mean,
it would have been nice. Throw a real instrument in there and let the kids
learn
something. Hell, let us adults learn something. I always wanted to learn how to play cello, and I do it under the guise of playing a game.
Exactly. If they could find a way to make it to where you're learning to play the cello and play the game, that'd be really, really neat.
It's the same premise as a lot of the typing games. And the little kids like these. The typing games where they have to hit the letter while it's falling from the screen, or they make it into a spaceship or something like that. That stuff actually does work. Little kids learn how to type that way. Adults learn how to type that way. So you could do the same thing with a cello. You have to hit these keys in a certain, you know, or put your fingers in a certain way, or hit this string at this point in time to make this note come out to kill whatever's falling or coming towards you. And before you know it, you know how to play Rachmaninoff. You know, I don't know.
Rachmaninoff?
Composer. You know, you know, I'm all kinds of geek, music geek. I got a little comic book in there.
She knows all sorts of things that I wouldn't think you should.
I surprise people. I keep telling y'all I'm only pseudo ghetto. It's just so I can appear, you know, exterior so nobody's...
Pseudo ghetto.
Yes, I'll explain that to you later.
All right.
So next one we got coming up, Paradox Interactive. Our favorite.
Yay! And there we go. Oh, got it. Is it going? Just press play. All right, there we go.
Now I got her. singing. I did it last night. I got you singing, didn't I? All right, armies are on the move in the new March of the Eagles video developer diary. Some of you love developer diaries. I think I'm starting to lose my love of them, but you might like to watch it. You can play this new upcoming war game. Is it March of the Eagles. Raise the regimental banner. And
so many war games like that.
Yeah, this is one of the ones I don't really care for. Some of them are beautiful, but this is not one of them. You beat the drums of war. Paradox Development Studio has been bringing you weekly updates on how their upcoming game, March of the Eagles, will give you, the player, the reins of power on a continent torn apart by war. They've published this up in their official forum, so if you are interested, you can go over to the forum and keep track of these, because we try to do them every week. We don't always get to. Now, the development team has released their first video developer diary. This is a 3-minute video that shows the map changing through the seasons and other on-screen action as designer Chris King walks you through the finer points of the supply system in March of the Eagles. You can learn how this two-tiered model of feeding and arming your troops can lead to difficult decisions about what to build and where to expand. With this 2013 release upon us, very, very soon, it's time to learn all you can about the field of battle and how to keep your armies from wasting away on the Russian steppe.
Stop teasing me. Give me my game.
March of the Eagles is a strategy war game set in the turbulent Napoleonic Wars, and you can lead any of the dozens of European powers in a quest to establish yourself as the most dominant power on land and sea. Take control of any one nation of Europe in this geopolitical bar fight. Dispatch armies and envoys, raise supply lines, form coalitions, and get with the times.
Raise supply lines.
He who fears being conquered is sure to defeat. You can keep that in mind, because March of the Eagles will be advancing on all fronts very, very soon. They're saying this quarter, so probably between now and March. Paradox Interactive, we love you so much, Paradox.
We do, but where is my game?
They know the one we want, but they won't give it to us. See, this one sounds interesting, but it does not look interesting. I'm spoiled.
And I know there are certain people who just love that sort of thing. Just love it. Not kind of like, eh.
I dated a guy that really loved these kind of games a long time ago.
And you can tell this dude totally does. And by the way, guys, we were talking last night about dirty shirts. Yeah, that guy, please change
his shirt. Stains on his shirt. Chris.
No! Down like towards his belly button.
Yes. Okay, I thought that was my screen.
No, not your screen.
Chris,
hold down his belly button area.
Yes, and we love you guys at Paradox so much. That is not cute. He needs we need to get a hold of him. Mm-hmm. We can make him so sexy. I know you girls are like, how? It could be done, I'm telling you. I see it in there. I see it.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have to change up a couple things. The hair's got to go, Chris. The hair's just got to go all together.
All right, so that was March.
I had a Pixanista flashback. If you weren't listening last night to Pixanista and you are a geek guy trying to figure out how to get you some chicks, you need to go listen to or watch here on our Twitch channel, our Pixanista show. We were sharing some good stuff with you, good things.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ginger.
Okay, so choose your own adventure game picks on SWTOR's Gay Planet, the hunt for the game planet.
The gay thing from yesterday.
Yeah. After announcing that it would launch a planet in Star Wars, The Old Republic, where players could engage in same-sex relationships with NPCs, the gaming community's reaction has been mixed. The new planet, Macabre, will be launched as the part of the Rise of the Hutt Cartel expansion pack to be released later this year. But the LGBT community is not happy with the relationships being isolated on one planet, or the fact that they will have to buy an expansion pack in order to use it. Some are calling this a little wrinkle pay to gay. Sorry?
I'm not all that happy about it either. I think it's I don't like the one planet thing.
Yeah, I don't either. While many people that wanted same-sex relationships to be a game-wide affair, BioWare points out that making those kinds of relationships available with any NPC in the game would take a ton of extra development resources and money. That is why they settled on putting those relationships on one planet. But some of the community are having fun with it at least. And Anthropy has created a choose-your-own-adventure game about it called Hunt for the Gay Planet. The CYOA adventure, which is clearly in SFW, gives players branching paths, but ultimately leads to the same conclusion. You keep going straight. What? All right, so anyways, I'm going to have to check this out, see if I can find some information on it. Okay. Okay. Anyways, yeah, so on one hand, I don't blame them for only going to one planet. Their game's already free to play. What did you expect? expect to get from this, you know?
Well, it's like we said yesterday, I would like if they would make it so it was the whole game, but you only had access to it if you were paying for it. That, yeah. And that I don't disagree with, because then the people who don't like it, they don't have to pay for it, period.
Yeah.
But there are people who are going to want to go to that planet, because I'm pretty sure there's going to be some cool missions there, and they're not going to be able to go, or they're not going to be able to, mm-hmm. or they're not going to want to go because of how they feel about it. Can you pop that picture up there for me, Ginger? I want to give
I've already got it up.
Okay, that is some cosplay from a game that is flying mostly under the radar, but I've been watching it for almost a year now. But I wanted to give them some love this morning because I don't know exactly what the whole game is about, but it has me so interested, the artwork and the screenshots and things they are releasing. The game is called Remember Me Game. It's from Capcom and Don't Nod Entertainment, and it's going to be an action-adventure for Xbox, PS3 and PC. It's supposed to be set in Neo Paris 2084, and you're going to be able to play this lovely lady, I believe. Her name is Nilan. She's a former elite memory hunter with the ability to break into people's minds and steal or even alter their memories. Of course, when you come into the game, she's arrested and her memory will be wiped clean, so now she's on a mission to rediscover her identity. You can find more about this game on Facebook. Remember Me Game is where it is. I've been trying to remember to give them some love, because every time I see it, I'm like, oh, God, I want to play this. This is one I think is going to be a sleeper hit, kind of like Sleeping Dogs that we're waiting on?
Yeah.
Yes, I think this one and Sleeping Dogs, if they manage to get out this year, are going to just blow everything away. They really look like good games. By the way, I did get in a little trouble yesterday. I'm sorry, Max. No, I'm not sorry. I will take your damn.
She's not sorry.
I'm not sorry. It's your fault. You shouldn't have posted that picture. Oh, wait. They gave us a trailer, by the way. Remember Me Game.
They
just posted it. I love when they do this. People, live interactive news. Can't beat it.
Exactly. It's a learning experience, but we're figuring it out.
Okay, pop that up, Ginger, so we can take it.
Copper selection. Do-do-do-do-do. Paste and go. Hey, I said paste. No,
this is never before seen gameplay footage, and you are getting this literally seconds after they've released it. So by the time you go to five other sites to go look for it, if you were watching here, you would have seen it already if you're not listening live.
Add.
Stuff for you.
Mm-hmm. I'm working on it.
The lady that was doing the cosplay is named Vanessa Wedge, a.k.a. Style Chameleon. I think she does professional cosplay, and she does a damn good job. We may have to get her over on Pixinista.
There we go.
Hey, this is never before seen game.
This may be inappropriate for children, by the way. Cover their eyes.
Cover their eyes. Ginger, did you just buffer?
I buffered for a second. A little weird.
So, Ginger, did you just buffer? You don't buffer. All right, so is this not amazing? I've only seen screenshots, so this is my first time seeing it, too. I don't know what's going on over at Capcom. I think they got themselves a hit. I'm quite impressed. I don't even know what's going
beautiful.
On. Yeah, I don't even know what's going on. Oh, my God.
Whoa. Wait, is this going to be for Xbox?
This is going to be for Xbox, PlayStation 3, and the... I'm thinking they're probably going to try to push this to next gen. Awesome. I got to play this. And when's the last time we had a good female character that we could...
I know. And look, she's covered. She's not like...
Covered.
I would wear that. Showing her boobs.
I would wear that. Actually, I have an outfit similar to that. I got a jacket like that. Mine is black. I would wear that outfit. And
that's
apparently,
it.
Oh, yeah, that is lovely. People.
Wow. Look at her. Kick some butt.
She's kicking butt. Nice. Very, very nice. If you're not watching us live, remember, you can always go back and watch our channel later. If you're listening to us, you can go back and watch again later on our Twitch channel to check out the footage from this, or you can find us on our YouTube channel. Just look us up. We're everywhere. Pretty much hard to find. Look at that. That is freaking awesome. Those of you who are listening and trying to figure out what we're looking at, I'm posting the link to our Twitch channel there. Never-before-seen footage of Remember Me Game.
Yes. Wow. That's wow.
Absolutely gorgeous. Oh, my God. Give him some, girl. Oh.
I know, right?
Ooh.
Right, so is that the end of that video?
That's,
nope.
Is that not the end of it? That's very, very nice.
No. Possibly my computer just locked up.
Oh, man.
So,
moving along. Nope, you
didn't
lock up.
It's Firefox. It's Firefox doing this.
Well, I think you need to have a talk with Firefox about how y'all might have to break up. All right, so since your Firefox is locked, that, I wanted to make sure I got that one in because I keep forgetting to give them love, and it is such a gorgeous they're so far under the radar. I have not heard it mentioned anywhere so far. I have not heard seen anybody do any stories on it, and I kept looking at the screenshots going, I don't know what you guys are doing, but I'm in love with the screenshots. I gotta play that. All right, game. What did you get
yep,
up?
Yep. I got out. The stupid flash plug crashed. Which is always nice. Always nice. But we got to see most of it, and it was beautiful.
Beautiful again. And if you want to go and watch it, of course you can go over to their Facebook page. Tell them Gamer Girls Radio sent you. That's what you do.
Yes. Tell them we told you about it before anybody else did.
Right. Because. And Vanessa. We really may be trying to get you over. I'm actually going to post on her DeviantArt page and say we really would like to have you come by Pixinista. Talk about if you're not sure, again, you're watching this. She does professional cosplayer. She did a cosplay from the game, the character from the game, and she looks just like her.
Just like her.
Now that you see the video, I forgot we just aired the video. So if you saw the picture we put up at first, she looks just like her, and she did a very good job. We got to have you on Pixinista.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. All right, so next up, what have I got? Hold on, I'm a little curious whether or not our video has crashed.
Well, do you need me to do another?
Yes, please, ma'am.
All right.
No, We're good.
You're in. She's in.
Yeah, we're good. We're in. All right. So, Connecticut governor and New York politicians lash out at NRA's iOS app. I told you about this yesterday.
Oh God.
New York Senator Charles Schumer and New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg criticized the National Rifle Association, the NRA, for releasing its iOS shooting range simulation app, NRA Practice Range, on the one-month anniversary of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Newton, Connecticut. Pressure from politicians around the country ultimately forced Apple to change the rating from 4+, which really, really, really 4+ for this, to a rating of 12+, which is a little bit better, but still. Schumer had called for a rating of 17+. You're not killing people, you're just shooting targets. Apple did the right thing by acknowledging that this game isn't for young children, but should go farther and make the restrictions as tight as possible, says Schumer. The NRA has acted in an unbelievably hypocritical fashion by blaming the nation's gun violence on video games and movies, then coming out with a game for children featuring assault weapons. Apple should not facilitate children using it. Of course, meanwhile, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg lambasted the NRA for what he called hypocrisy. It's the height of hypocrisy, says Bloomberg. If you remember the head of the NRA's speech on television, he blamed video violent children's games for causing things like the terrible tragedy in Connecticut. 1 month and one day, or maybe 1 month to the day, the NRA comes up with its own violent app. I don't know what else to say. I don't know how to describe it. The PR, the stupidity of doing it, is just mind-boggling. You know, Bloomberg, I don't always agree with you, but here I kind of do.
Mm-hmm.
So people are up in arms about this, calling them dumb. Other people keep going on. I've got another little bit about this. Like it was mentioned, NRA practice range ratings changed to 12+ by Apple. When the NRA-branded iOS app NRA Practice Range launched earlier this week, nearly 1 month anniversary of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting that took place in Newton, Connecticut, it carried a rating of ages 4+. I mean, I get that you're not killing anybody, but you're shooting the gun.
Well, here's the problem. Forget the NRA. Apple's been asking for this. They're asking for this trouble. They have it coming. We have been saying for the past 2 years, Apple needs to get with the ESRB about rating their games because you can't have your own little rating system. And then on top of that, most parents, 95% of parents I've talked to don't even know that they can lock their iPad from the kids. They don't have no idea.
This is true. Most of them don't. They don't. And they should know that something is going on. But
Something has to be in place where they can either lock it or a warning needs to pop up and say, hey, you know, this is rated ESRB. And then force anybody who is on it, especially the parents, you need to type in a code. Something has to be done, Apple, Android, talking to YouTube, because you don't have rating systems for your game. They don't have very many violent games on Android, the app, the Google Play Store, but you all need to get with the program. You all want to be a part of the gaming community, and, we're changing gaming, but you're not actually helping us at all.
You're hindering us, if anything.
Yeah, you're not part of the family yet.
Not part of the family yet.
Yeah, you're one of those brother-in-laws that nobody likes yet. So can you please get nobody likes you yet. Can you please get your stuff together? I was about to say the bad word.
That is sadly very, very, very true. We don't like you yet. Give us something to like you for.
Mm-mm.
And people, you'll just keep right on buying those jeans. That's fine. You buy all those jeans you want. I got some more coming out for y'all. So
I haven't said a word. I told you I'm filling up our store today. I got a bunch of hashtags, and I told you I bought a ton of scripts. Well, I was not joking. I went through my inventory. I have enough scripts to fill up the entire store. Kid you not. The vendors, everything, because I keep buying more.
Nice.
It's not good. I'm terrible.
I've got about 5 different jeans coming out today. Today, hell or high water. Those are getting done and getting put out. So people who are buying the 3 that I have, there's going to be 5 more for you to wear.
One day she's going to teach me how to do this stuff, and then I'm going to have my own stuff out
there. I told you.
You can't see me in this stuff. I'm going to
You know what? I've got Twitch now. I can actually, like, open up and show you how I'm doing it.
Well, no, you don't need the Twitch. You can actually, that's a join me. That's not a Twitch. Because then I can actually, you can let me have the mouse, and then I can say here, and you can say yes, here. And click here, and then here.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, is it your go? I think it's your go.
It is my go. I got a big mouth. I started talking, I get you confused about who was talking.
Well, I get confused easily.
Okay, I actually need to give Ginger a link. Look at how professional we are, y'all. Y'all proud of us? Are y'all proud of us? You're not? Okay, fine.
We are. All right, so you got a link for me?
That's a link for you. I want you to check out this new game. Just came out on iOS, or it's about to be out on iOS. I don't know why they send us this stuff. They know we don't like them. I'm joking.
Wrong window.
Oh, did I put it in the wrong place? I'm sorry.
No. Sorry. It was my thing. Opened it in the wrong window.
All right, so this is a new game from Sega. You just scroll down to the bottom of the page, right, by the way. It's a very long page. I don't know why they did that. This is in a partnership with, you will never guess who, Double Fine. Double Fine, you know, the Kickstarter legends. Yeah, that's what they're being called now. They announced the launch date and price for the upcoming adventure game, The Cave, created by legendary game designer Ron Gilbert. The Cave will be available in just a few short days on January 22nd for the PlayStation Network. Also, from the Nintendo eShop on the Wii U for $14.99. And on the 23rd, it'll be available via your Xbox Live Arcade if you can find it. On Xbox Live, it'll be available for about 1,200 Microsoft points. And Steam as well for $14.99 if you prefer Steam. Named Game Informer's Best Adventure Game of 2012, The Cave is a new adventure game from Monkey Island and Maniac Mansion.
Oh, so pretty. Look. Yeah.
And Double Fine Productions, the award-winning studio behind Psychonauts and Brutal Legends. Players can assemble their team of three from 7 unlikely adventures, each with their own unique personalities and stories, and then ascend into the mysterious depths of the cave.
That is awesome.
It looks interesting. I don't do these kind of games. I'm sorry. It is gorgeous. I don't do platformers. I think that Rayman thing ruined me for platformers. Really.
I'll totally play this. I will totally play this. This is really, really, really neat looking.
Let me just tell y'all.
And I'm sorry, I'm all over here looking at the textures like, how do they do that?
Yes, because, see, Ginger, you were a game developer in the making.
Where did they put the lighting for this?
What kind of texturizer did they use? Did they use wrapping? Did they use vertices? That job I had, that was my, I talk about it all the time, my first job in the gaming industry was working for a company, a contract company that worked for Ubisoft doing Rayman Adventures. And it is one thing to be working on a game that you created. It's different. Mm-hmm. Okay, because, you know, I get, the stuff we're making, even as much as you hear Ginger and I talk, what we're doing in Second Life is actually what somebody's job does at a game all day. All they do is put stuff, they texture stuff that you play in a game. They make the trees. So we're doing the same thing. We're just making a little extra cash off of it. Same exact thing, but it's something we created. So I don't actually ever get bored of it. And if I do, I just make something else. But when you are forced for 8 hours a day to play one game that you really, you know, it's an okay game, you might would sit down and play it on your own for a little while. You probably put it away. But
that you had to work on it day in and day out?
I had to play it, and then I had to go to forums and talk about it because there was no Twitter and no Facebook and no MySpace and no any of that.
Wow.
Find websites and go to forums and post and talk about it and answer questions and pick fights with people about it and all kinds of stuff.
Somebody hire me to just have me pick fights. Big fights. And by the way, Joe, if you didn't get my message, my name on Fallen Earth is, unsurprisingly, Ginger Rocks. Imagine that. I think my name in most games is Ginger Rocks.
Horace says he's very proud of us. Do we look professional?
We're trying to.
And by the way, see how Horace, he said since it's by Sega, that means we can't put it on YouTube. See, Horace, we found a way around that. Technically... We're not putting it on YouTube. We're not even putting it on Twitch. It's on being shown on our computer. You just happen to be watching.
Exactly.
If it's just to happen to post on YouTube, it had nothing to do with it. Well, a little bit. Just a little bit to do with it.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
We didn't get the memo, if anybody complains.
I don't know what anybody's talking about. I didn't see anything.
Exactly. All right, so Valve head-mounted display research. Sorry, hold on. What am I talking about? Head-mounted display research.
I was like, head-mounted.
See, I told you if anybody was going to make serious headway in the whole virtual reality thing, it was going to be Valve. For Team Fortress 2 VR port at GDC 2013, by the way, that is coming up, folks. Game Developers Conference 2013, which, you know, I think we should see about going to. Organizers have announced the recent edition of two talks from Valve that discuss porting Team Fortress 2 to VR goggles, plus research and development challenges for head-mounted displays and tracking systems. These talks are part of the programming and design tracks of the GDC main conference that will take place March 27th through the 29th at Moscone Center in San Francisco,
Moscone,
California.
Moscone.
I'm not going to Moscone.
We could go, but GDCs, as we often caution people here, are completely different from going to, like, PAX.
Yeah.
It's much quieter, much low-key, and there's usually not a whole lot of games there. There's a couple of people that will bring games. Like, EA will always bring their games, and that's the one time that you will actually get to play them because there's nobody manning that booth. They just put it out and say, go play. And it's PC, so you can't really walk away with anything. But it's not like going to, like, we went to RTX. The swag that you get is completely different, which you might like, Ginger, because you know what they give you for swag? Things to make things in games. You come home with game developer engines. I didn't even realize I had this. I should slap myself. I had a copy of Unreal 3, like an advanced copy, and didn't know it. When it was Unreal 3, it's like six now.
Really?
I had a full working copy. Those are the things you get at the game developer conference. I also had, back in the day, before Second Life started releasing the tools that they had, there was a company that was making it, and they were showing you that you could do this in Second Life, but making fabric look real and move. Second Life still hasn't quite caught up with the fabric moving, other than it being flexy, but it was, you know, real fabric moving. It looked like real fabric. And actually, we did a Pixinista on it. We should do that again because we have Twitch now, so they can see. But this is the company. I had a copy of that software around here. But those are the things you get at GDC. It's not like PAX or E3 even. E3 is a kind of a mix of both, but this is a good place to go. You would get to play with the virtual reality glasses, and for a while you wouldn't be forced to get off right away, you know, because there's not a lot of people there. Gamers will go, and then when they get there, they're like, this is boring. This is boring. I don't have anything to play. I don't want to play. There's nothing here to play. I came here. I thought they were going to have games. I am trying to get you guys a copy of this here. They don't want to give me anything. Ginger, are you still with me, by the way? Or are you muted?
I am still here. I was checking out Facebook for new stories, and then I got caught up in...
Some argument. Yuck, yeah. Pretty.
Well, I was reading it, and I was thinking about what I would like to say, but...
Okay, I got another little one I want you to put up.
Okay, yeah. What you got?
This is Ellsworth Online. This is cute for the little people. I'm going to grab their video because...
You know, I had it downloaded, Ellsworth, for a while, but I didn't actually play it.
You didn't actually play it? It's very, very cute. You can also go over to their website. I think this is their YouTube video. I think this is adorable.
Stop it. I put it in the wrong window. Hold on.
I'm sorry.
No, it wasn't you. There we go.
Today, Killer Combo, they're the publisher of the hit game Ellsworth, launched a new class for its wildly popular free-to-play action MMORPG, the Battle Magician class. It's the second part of the Ellsworth transformation, and it's a multi-month campaign that will see numerous changes to the game, including a new job class for every character. As a Battle Magician, Aisha dishes out a wide range of punishing close-quarter attacks and harnesses pure magical energy to blast her opponents into the stratosphere. While the first new class in Ellsworth transformation was a natural evolution. Adorable. evolution for the melee character Ellsworth Battle Magician is a striking departure for the ranged caster Aisha, who can now go toe-to-toe in melee rumbles. This makes Aisha more versatile and unpredictable in both PvE and PvP modes. Remember that when you send the little ones out. I would say under the age of 10 probably will not appreciate PvP. Unless you're Baby Natrix, who just...
Now I'm thinking back. Did I play this? I may have played this.
You may have played it?
I may have a character there.
I think it is adorable. It's kind of platformer-esque, being side-scroller, but it's cute. I think the little ones... You could get away with letting the little ones play, and you would probably enjoy it as well. Okay, of course, they're saying they have a bunch of new updates coming this year, and remember, Ellsworth Online is free-to-play.
Yay, we like free.
Free-to-play, awesome. Awesome. They also have a couple of other titles they're working on called Grand Chase and Fighters Club. I don't know what those are going to be about. And these are from some people in Daegu, South Korea, is where this developer is. Killer Combo.
I would never have guessed. Nope.
Nope, not with the little... It's always a little girl with a short skirt.
It is. It always is. It always is. All right. So, there we go. Take that. Da-da-da. All right. Okay, so, what was I going to talk about next? I think I may have got... Huh?
Hot lunch? Were we talking about hot lunch?
Ooh, hot lunch. Oh, nom nom. No, actually, I was going to talk about Jailed Bohemia Interactive developers are released, finally. After spending 128 days in a Greek prison for espionage charges, looks like Bohemia Interactive developers Ivan Bukta, whatever, and Martin Pesler have been freed, according to various media reports in Czechoslovakia, compiled by Ivan Martin, a support site helpivanmartin.org. The two ARMA developers have had to post 5,000 euros, I think that is, which is $6,686 USD bail each. Right now, we're waiting for an official statement from Greece, but it's definitely a very positive turn of events. This is coming from a representative of Bohemia Interactive. The ARMA developers were arrested on the Greek island of Limnos in September, accused of spying. Media reports claim that the duo were in possession of photographs and videos of military compounds in Limnos at the time of their arrest. At the time of the arrest, Bohemia said that the arrests were a big misunderstanding and that the two were there collecting data for ARMA 3 and enjoying a vacation. It is illegal to take photos or shoot videos of military facilities in Greece. Pretty sure...
It's illegal everywhere.
It's illegal here in the U.S., too.
Yes.
Yeah. So, anyways, sounds like they are free now, or at least hopefully are free. I don't think they were spies. I just think they were not the smartest people in the world. I don't think they knew the local laws about this.
Well, that's a lot of people in a little bit of trouble. That's a lot of people that don't know their that don't know the laws of their local laws, the state laws. And we've said this here before in Houston, be very, very careful. If you're walking down the wrong side of the street facing the wrong way, they can arrest you. Not that they would, but they might.
See, Horace brings up a good thing. He says, I heard about that because they were taking pictures of an airbase
that's on
Google Maps. A lot of our bases are on Google Maps here in the U.S. if you look. But they are grayed out, or what is being shown is older photos. These were up-to-date photos of flight formations, where the planes were, where equipment was, where people were. And that could, in the hands of the wrong people, cause a lot of trouble. So Google Maps isn't up to date. It's not today's picture. It's not, you know, this minute right now. Hell, the picture that's of my house on Google Maps is of before I ever moved in, and I've been here going on 5 years. So.
Well, they update some places more than others because I've seen where I used to live there with some other things. So I'm more of the mind. I understand, you know, we have to keep some things safe, and I've always thought that was stupid. Sometimes that we have certain things in, that are supposed to be classified that are up on the web and easy to find. So I understand. But sometimes you all are just going to have to say, you know what, little boys, you're not supposed to do that, and smack them on the hand and say, okay, you've been warned once. You do it again, then we're going to come down on you like Thor's hammer. Give them a chance at least and tell them, you know, you can't use any of your pictures. Kind of like what they told Baby Natrix. They could have arrested us in the state capitol because she was filming. They could have come over and said, we need to see your film. But as soon as the guy said, uh-uh, we put the camera down, we're like, you know, everybody held their hands up. It was funny. He didn't even go for his gun, but we were like, please, don't shoot. And that was
I'm bad. We didn't mean anything. I'm bad.
And in all honesty, we could have been spying. We could have been filming them because I don't think at first they quite caught on until we started making a ruckus doing the zombie thing. But they could have done the same thing with them. They don't need to arrest them and all this rigmarole. Come on now. Be nice.
Play nice.
They don't mean any harm. Oh, goodness gracious. Okay, EA Europe sent us over a whole gang of stuff that I am probably not going to tell you about. Wait a minute. And this is, wait a minute. Is this cute? Do I need to share this? Anybody know who Rita Ora is?
Why does that name sound so familiar?
I'm trying to figure out who she is personally. I don't really know who she is.
Seems like we've had her on the show at one point or another.
Nope. She's a British pop star. That's why her name sounds familiar. Shania Light. She's basically following.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's basically this is some old news. I just ran across it. I don't know why they sent it again. We're not talking about Rita. Rita, congratulations on being a sim. There you go. Hello.
Congratulations on what?
They made her into a sim and they put her song in the game, just like they did Lily Allen a few years ago.
Where's mine?
You have to, Ginger, you refuse to play The Sims. I sent you a copy and you refused to play.
I got it. I played it. You didn't
get no expansion pack. She don't want to play.
Well, it's because I'm busy making my ATV.
Well, you got to help me with mine. I need that rebar or something. Whatever it is I'm trying to get.
Girl, well, you know, I was in last night. You could have come in.
I was making shoes like the effing elf that I am.
She is a little elf. Oh my God. Keeblers everywhere. Keeblers all over the place.
Keebler.
All right, so Keebler apologizes for people being butthurt and, you know, anginas everywhere. Deep Silver apologizes for statue and Dead Island Riptide Zombie Bait Edition. I'm
pulling which we told you about yesterday. Did you show them the picture?
Did I show them the picture?
The Dead Island picture.
No.
Yeah, while you talk, I'll find it, and then I'll give it to you. I'll find it, because I had it yesterday.
Okay. Did we talk about this yesterday, then?
Yeah, I mentioned it yesterday, but you're on to the next part, because I didn't hear any apologies yesterday.
All right, so a special edition of Dead Island Riptide announced today that it has put publisher Deep Silver in some hot water with fans for some extras that many consider incredibly tasteless and gross. You're playing a flipping zombie game. What'd you think it was going to be?
No, lollipops.
And rainbows and unicorns?
No. When I show you this picture, you'll see why. I said
I'm looking at the picture. I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Are you looking at the one with the zombie with the...
With the headless zombie, no arm, she's in the Union Jack? Yeah.
I'm not mad at it, but I'm not happy about it either. Okay, yeah. Go ahead and post that up so everybody else can see in case they missed yesterday when we were doing it. We didn't do this yesterday, actually. This is from our friends at FPS Guru. Hello, guys. So you made it onto our Twitch.
Hello, guys.
So if you're watching,
it's a little bit slow, people. Sorry, I was not.
And if you're at work, please be aware.
Yeah. That's up. All right, so I'm sharing it. Yay! All right, so that's the image. Oh, and then where's my story? There we go. Okay. So Deep Silver announced this morning that the Dead Island Riptide Zombie Bait Edition which comes with a myriad of extras, including a statue, people, of a bloody, headless, and armless bikini-clad female torso wearing the Union Jack colors. Another special edition of the game called the Rigor Mortis edition comes packed with zombie Hula Girl bobble figurine, a zombie arm bottle opener, and a wooden keychain. These special releases of the game are only for Europe and Australia. The special release featuring the female torso statue was immediately ridiculed by many in the community, forcing the publisher to issue an apology. They say, "We deeply apologize for your bleeding manginas. Sorry for any offense caused by the Dead Island Riptide Zombie Bait Edition." The collector's edition announced for Europe and Australia. Like many gaming companies, Deep Silver has many offices in different countries, which is why sometimes different versions of collector's editions come into being for North America, Europe, Australia, and Asia. For the limited run of the Zombie Bait edition for Europe and Australia, a decision was made to include a gruesome statue of a zombie torso, which was cut up like many of our fans had done to the undead enemies in the original Dead Island. We sincerely regret this choice. We are collecting feedback continuously from the Dead Island community, as well as the international crybaby community at large, for ongoing internal meetings with the Deep Silver's entire international team today. For now, we want to reiterate for the community, fans, and crybabies how deeply sorry we are. So we are committed to making sure this will never happen again. And until then, here's a tampon. Seriously, people, it's a statue. It's just, I'm a girl and I'm not grossed out about this. It's a statue. You cut up a zombie. Yeah, I would display this. I think this is neat.
I would not display it.
I have no. It's a zombie.
I know it's a zombie. And see, I would
head and legs so it can bite you and kick you and scratch you.
That's what I'd rather it had the head. I don't like that they picked the girl.
You watched The Walking Dead and you cheered on the chick that had the zombies with the no jaws.
Yes, that's what I said. I would rather a head, no jaw, and no arms, but we got a girl with no head and just a body of boobs, which you know it's guys, and you know what they were thinking when they did it. That's why I'm looking at it going, this was no.
You cut off like the girly bit. I mean, the boobs are still there, but like the bottom girly bit is cut off. It's not there.
Well, no, I would rather that they left the head on, is what I'm saying. It's the headless thing that's bothering me.
That's not sexy. That's just bloody.
I didn't say it was supposed to be sexy. That's why I'm like, if you're going to do it, then leave the head on. It seems to me like you got lazy, and then you decided, oh, boobs. So I would like if you leave the head on, and then I don't think I would display it. That's a bit much for my what am I calling this room anyway? We'll stick with office for now. We call it my geek cave or whatever. It's not supposed to be done, but I don't think I would put that in here. Even if it had the head. I don't know. If it had the head, maybe.
I would totally. I'd like to put that up my front yard, though. I'd be like, this is what happens to trespassers.
Now, see, that I might do. Put it outside on the front porch. Trespassers will be zombified this way.
Yes, exactly.
It needs a head so I can sit out next to it. And when somebody walks up, hey, how you doing? I point to the statue. You see what happened to the last person that walked up here, Jehovah's Witness? You see
mm-hmm.
My door.
Exactly.
Come on over here talking about a watchtower. Come on over here. Come on do it. Yeah, so anyway. Horace, hopefully you can see that picture he was asking. Let's see the picture.
Yeah, and I also tweeted the link to him so he could find it.
I think he's at work and he may not be able to see access photos. Access to the Twitch. Okay, so wait a minute. I actually had a piece of news I was about to share with the good peoples.
Well, we only got like 2 minutes left, so.
Well, never mind then. Y'all have to wait till tomorrow. Sure is a shame because it was juicy. I'm telling you, it was delicious. Okay, so in that instance, we are out of here. We'll see you guys bright and early tomorrow morning. And, of course, tomorrow you get us twice. Can you handle
it? Yay! Twice tomorrow, babies. Twice.
Tell you what I say about that.
What'd you say about that?
I like the play.
Oh, here we go.
No diggity, no doubt. Play on, play it. Play on, play it. Yo, Dre dropped the verse.
It's going down, fade to Black Street. The homies got at me, collab creations. Bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit could vouch, that dog couldn't catch me. Hey, tell me who could stop with Dre making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet, giving them orgasms with my mellow accent. Still moving this flavor with the homies Black Street and Teddy, the original rough shaker.
Shutting it down, good lord. Baby got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much ground, got game by the pound. Getting paid is a forte. Teaching every day to play away. I can't get her out of my mind.
Wow.
I think about the girl all the time.
Wow, wow.
East side to the west side. Push the fat drive. It's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash.
Jen.
Later, boys and girls. Mm-hmm.